Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build into the region, bringing us a fair amount of sunshine. Clouds are mixing in from time to time, and a northwest breeze is producing some lake effect snow showers, which could add up to a couple of inches immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, perhaps into parts of the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills as we get deeper into the afternoon and overnight tonight. Otherwise, it'll be dry, breezy, and cold today as temperatures climb into the lower and middle 20s on average. Skies will remain mostly clear tonight outside of the lake effect areas. In those places, we could see additional snow showers, and low temperatures will be between 0 and 10 above across most locations, with some sheltered valleys going down to 0 to 10 below. For tomorrow, high pressure will dominate the weather picture, keeping it mostly sunny, but it will continue to be breezy and very cold, with highs in most places staying in the teens to only around 20 degrees. More dry weather on Wednesday with the high overhead. It'll start out below zero in most places, but with a good amount of sunshine, readings will push back up into the mid-20s by the end of the day. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Gulf of Mexico, where a low-pressure wave will emerge and head up the eastern seaboard. Still, a wide variety of solutions among computer models with the track of this next system, some computer models taking it fairly close to the coast, which would mean a better chance at more snow for most of us on Thursday, while other computer models continue to track this next system out over the open Atlantic, leaving us dry. A solution in between would at least leave southern New York and central and eastern New England with some snow, with the possibility of snow reaching more interior sections if the track comes closer. We'll continue to monitor the situation as the week unfolds. Either way, on Friday, we'll be behind that system with leftover snow showers, temperatures in the 30s. Saturday, more snow showers with a weak disturbance passing through back into the upper 20s, and dry on Sunday with highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stalled front along the Gulf Coast will be the focus for the weather in the southern United States. Increasing amounts of moisture surging out of the Gulf of Mexico will fuel an expanding area of precipitation to the north of the boundary, eventually extending from Texas all the way to the southeast and southern mid-Atlantic coasts. Although precipitation totals should be light to moderate today, enough cold air in place to the north of the boundary will allow for a swath of snow, sleet, and freezing rain within the northern edge of the precipitation shield. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are out for parts of the southern plains, the lower Mississippi Valley, and Alabama. A winter storm watch is out for northern Georgia into the Carolinas. And after a few days of much-needed precipitation over northern California and the central Great Basin, the active weather out west will shift northward into the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies. A series of Pacific systems moving inland will bring rounds of soaking rains into western Oregon and Washington, with heavy snow expected in the higher elevations of the Cascades and northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, breezy, near 30. Boston mostly sunny and breezy, near 30. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with snow showers and highs in the upper teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high 53 set in 1955, and the record low 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening 5:20 p.m., 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered snow showers, highs in the mid to upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers likely, especially closer to Lake Ontario, with highs near 20. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with more snow showers downwind of the lake, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, very cold in the teens. More sunshine in the mid-20s on Wednesday. A chance of snow Thursday near 30. Snow showers Friday morning, then partly sunny in the lower to mid-30s. More snow showers possible Saturday, upper 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.